Two for Tuesday. Yeah, two for Tuesday. Yeah. Jim chose Gladys Knight and the Pips, Midnight Train to Georgia. So that's like a sort of an early fly jam. That also falls under the category of fly jams. All right. So there you go. All right. Now, we are going to have a little quiz here, Esmeralda. Are you ready?
Yes.
You seem thrilled. Are you all right? What's going on?
What?
Nothing. You
I
look
just came in.
You look a little confused. You've been in here before.
I don't know how sitting works.
No, I'm just...
all right. It's all difficult.
I know. All right. Dan is going to have to become Skip Skipley again because we're going to do an explain what's happening here. Esmeralda and I are going to go head-to-head on a quiz regarding number one hits and identifying the artists.
Yes. So the title of the quiz is Can You Pick the Artist by Their First Song to Reach Number One on the Billboard Hot 100 chart?
Okay.
So I have provided you both with the list of the artists.
And they're all in their alphabetical order.
They are in alphabetical order. So once I hit the go button, I will read off the name of the song, and then you have to tell me the artist who performed it.
And we're going to alternate. Like, you're going to go to Esmeralda, then to me, and back and
right.
forth, and thusly.
Now, since there is a heavy 90s influence here, I'm wondering if we should allow stealing. So if Mr. DiGilio does not know Britney Spears' first number one hit of all time, if we should allow Esmeralda a chance to get it.
That's entirely up to you.
You guys would have to keep score, so that's the...
I have a pen.
All right.
Well, that settles it.
All right, hang on a second. All right, I'm going to be confused during this, I think. Okay? Well, who do you want to start with?
We'll start with Esmeralda.
All right, Esmeralda, go.
I want to hold your hand.
The Beatles.
That is correct.
For a second, I was like, wait, is it someone else?
Now, hold on a second. Now, so... That means that for the rest of this quiz...
Beatles will not be repeated.
Beatles will not be... No, because they only... That was their first number one, of course. They can't have two first number one. Oh, man, I am a moron. Okay, let us continue.
Vision of Love.
That's Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey is correct. All right, Hot and Her.
That's Nelly.
That is correct.
I have to look at the list.
Hot and Her?
Yeah.
Two R's. Nice and...
Getting hot in her.
Wait. The name of the song is Hot and Her?
Yeah, double R.
H-E-R-R-E.
What? All right.
Mr. DiGilio, Nice and Slow.
Nice and Slow.
Nice and Slow.
Is it A-N, no D? Like, that's going to make a difference.
It's an ampersand if it helps.
Nice and Slow. Usher.
Is it Usher? No.
You want to steal it, Esmeralda?
Hold on.
Actually, I'm sorry. That is correct. It is Usher.
I was going to say.
What?
Yeah, it is Usher.
Oh, I got it right?
All right.
I was looking for someone. I'm like, who could it be?
Yeah.
Ben.
Oh, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. S.O.S.
Wait a minute. This is me?
Yep.
Yeah.
ABBA's not on here. S.O.S.
They don't have a monopoly on the song.
S.O.S.?
S.O.S.
Katy Perry.
That is incorrect.
Rihanna.
Okay.
Esmeralda, Just the Way You Are.
Oh. Bee Gees?
No.
I don't want to say that.
Mr. DiGilio.
Bruno Mars.
Yes.
Oh, that guy.
Mr. DiGilio, Like a Virgin.
Oh, come on.
Again.
Come on. My future ex-wife, Madonna.
Esmeralda, Saving All My Love for You.
Oh. That is... Oh, my gosh. I can hear it in my head.
For shame. Nick.
I can't.
Whitney Houston.
Yes.
Oh, I could hear it. I could sing it, but I had no clue who was singing it.
Nick DiGilio, Miss Jackson.
That's Outkast.
Yes. You give love a bad name, Esmeralda.
No, don't take that personally, Esmeralda. Wasn't a commentary by Dan Shagru or Skipley.
It's Bon Jovi.
That is correct.
Or John, what was his name?
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
All right, hang on. I got to reset this.
So it's 6-5, me.
Oh.
Oh.
Very close.
Yeah. All right.
Mr. DeGillian.
Yeah.
Genie in a bottle.
Christina Aguilaria.
That is correct. Esmeralda, I get around.
Janet Jackson.
That is incorrect.
No.
Speech Boys.
Oh.
Oh. One of those old people groups.
No, I
for
really
the
like
old
the Beach
folks.
Boys, but I just didn't think Surf and Safari.
Right. Nick, your song is Lose Yourself.
Eminem.
That is correct.
That was his first number one song.
I know. Isn't that shocking?
Wow. No, seriously. That's like it took him that long
that
to hit number
four
one?
Four albums into his career.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow. All right.
Esmeralda, how can you mend a broken heart?
What is that? Is that Phil Collins?
No.
Nope.
It's the Bee Gees.
What is... God.
By the way, it's now 10-5, me.
Mr. DeGillio, Crazy in Love.
What is... Come on.
No, right? Never fails. Never
crazy
fails.
Crazy in Love. Beyonce.
That is correct.
Which, that's surprising as well. Wait, no.
No, Destiny's Child had the hits before.
Right, that was her big hit.
Esmeralda, where did our love go?
Well, you can't ask that question after you said she gave love a bad name.
You're just going back and forth, Skipley. Come on. Now, is that the Bee Gees?
I said the Bee Gees already.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Oh, I don't have a pen. Sorry. I have to go by memory.
Are you going to...
No, I already guessed wrong.
All right. It's the Supremes.
It is the Supremes. Nick.
Oh, those old people again messing everything up.
Mr. DeGillio.
Yeah.
Lollipop.
Lollipop?
Lollipop.
Lollipop?
Lollipop.
Katy Perry.
No.
All right.
Esmeralda.
Is that Lil Wayne?
That is Lil Wayne.
Oh.
He of the champagne pouring. Nick DeGillio.
What happened?
I can't get no satisfaction.
Stones.
That is correct.
Those old guys.
I know that one.
Okay.
The next one for Esmeralda, End of the Road.
Oh, that's Boyz II Men.
That is correct.
I'd have been very disappointed if you didn't get that one.
Nick, against all odds.
Phil Collins.
That is correct.
That was his first number one
song? Right?
Well, also Boyz II Men, End of the Road.
Yeah, End of the Road was two or three albums in.
Is that? Wow, that's craziness talk.
Yeah. Esmeralda, Creep.
TLC.
That is correct.
Still their best song.
Nick, When I Think of You.
Wait a minute. Wait. It's Janet Jackson. That was her first number one song?
Isn't that nuts?
Wow, man. All right.
Esmeralda, I Kissed a Girl.
Good for you.
Every one of the questions that you have asked Esmeralda are going to end up on Straight Out of Context Friday morning.
I mean, these are all just from most, they're just declarations.
Yeah.
Well, Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Katy Perry.
All right.
And Nick, Baby One More Time.
Brittany. Every one of these, man, even the ones to me, Britney Spears.
That is correct.
All right, so.
That completes our quiz.
This is the score. 16-9, me.
Ah.
So.
I'll get you one of these days,
Julio.
That is impressive. I thought she had you because, I mean, there was Most of those were modern hits.
Yeah. Take your little Rihanna.
You know what it is? It's because, I think it's because for the most part, you don't really think what the official title of certain songs are.
Okay.
So that's, no, like, I would.
That's what you'd like to believe.
You weren't flustered by me telling me you give bad.
Yeah, that's
bad.
What
love
it was.
A bad name. That's the
that's
other thing. He kept throwing you off.
I was like, what?
He asked me to hit him, baby, one more time. I don't usually hear that on Tuesdays. All right. Well, that was fun.
That was quite surprising.
Yeah. Well, the biggest surprise was finding out how long it took some of those guys to hit number one.
Right.
Wow. All right. We got more coming up here on WGN. The Two for Tuesday continues. Yeah. Yeah. Jim requested some Gladys Knight. Are there pips involved in this? This sounds pipless.
I think the pips are gone by this time.
Love Overboard.
That was just them.
That what? Oh, that's the pips? This sounds like later Gladys Knight, like 80s Gladys Knight. I didn't know if she still had pips.
1987.
Yeah, that sounds like 1987.
Right.
Number 13 on the Billboard.
Well, then it wasn't a hit at all, Esmeralda.
No.
It sucked.
No.
It was a complete disaster.
Not even top 10. Come on.
So, we were discussing off the air. I think that the one that I was most surprised by, the I think two, were Phil Collins. Take a Look at Me Now? That's from Against All Odds. It's a song from Against All Odds. How did No Jacket Required not have a number one hit? How is that possible that No Jacket Required, there's like 20 hits on that album. Maybe it hit first and then some of the other songs off, let's see, in terms of time frame. Maybe Take a Look at Me Now hit number one first before like Sussudio did or whatever the hell else is on that No Jacket Required album.
What? Come on, name them. All those hits.
He had a ton of hits on that record. No Jacket Required was a massive album.
The other song to reach number one was One More Night.
What? One More Night and Against All Odds were the only two number one hits Phil Collins had?
From that album.
On what were the other songs on No Jacket Required?
The other singles were Don't Lose My Number and Take Me Home.
Okay, well then that's not No Jacket Required.
Wikipedia is wrong then.
Wait a minute. What about Sussudio? That wasn't Sussudio, didn't?
No, that was, so the two number one hits from that album were Sussudio and Take Me Home.
Oh. Okay. God, Take Me Home. But the other one was Eminem. I couldn't believe that Eminem, Lose Yourself, I mean, the Marshall Mathers album had a bunch of popular songs.
Right. Well, they were popular, not popular enough.
That's right. I forgot. Well, how many hits did he have off of that Eminem album, Dan, off of Marshall Mathers LP?
Oh, Marshall Mathers. Let me pull that up.
Because Stan was a really big hit, and so was the one where he's running around dressed up like a superhero and he's putting his butt on things in the video.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember that.
That's not mine. My name is...
No.
Well, off of Marshall Mathers, there was The Real Slim Shady,
Real
The
Slim
Way
Shady.
I Am, Stan, and I'm Back.
Those are huge! Wow. All right. You were surprised by Bruno Mars?
I just can't... I don't remember any of the song titles from him.
Yeah. You don't remember Just the Way You Are?
I do, but, you know, I couldn't tell you what it was called.
My first instinct was that it was Billy Joel. Like, when I heard Just the Way You Are, I was looking for Billy Joel on the list, and he wasn't. And then I was like, oh, yeah, Bruno Mars had a song called that. But Billy Joel had a big hit with that.
Oh, all right.
Just the Way You Are, off of The Stranger. Boy, well, you want to talk about a popular album. Oh, my God. The Stranger. Big album. And so Katy Perry's first song was Kissing the Chicks?
Yeah.
That was her first single,
that was her
too.
First,
yeah.
That was her first.
That was pretty quick.
Yeah, she got pop. Well, I mean, that was like a... I remember when I first heard that song, I thought it was like a novelty song.
I mean, it kind of is. She had another song before that, which was also very novelty.
I just, I mean, I didn't think she was like a real artist.
Yeah. Well, that was
I don't necessarily
thing.
Still think that she's like a real artist, but,
I mean, she's one of those people who was doing something completely different. She was doing Christian pop. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And then she switched because she it was wasn't making any money.
She was doing Christian pop?
Right.
Katy Perry was?
Yeah.
Under the name Katy Perry?
Maybe that, it was Catherine. Yeah. But it was
Catherine Purity? Was that her?
But she was doing that before. And then,
wow, I didn't know that.
Well, you need to make some money.
Yeah, I guess. And in order to make money, kiss girls.
Yeah. One of my favorite memories at this radio station is when we played that for Spike Odell one morning. He was just like, what?
I could absolutely hear Spike just being like, what's going on? What is this? So,
she was raised in various religious schools and camps, including Paradise Valley Christian School in Arizona and Santa Barbara Christian School in California. Growing up, Perry and her siblings were not allowed to eat Lucky Charms, as the term luck reminded their mother of Lucifer, and had to call deviled eggs angel eggs.
Oh, okay.
No wonder she ended up with Russell Brand. Wow. You can't eat Lucky Charms? Because luck reminds you of what, Lucifer?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's interesting.
Now, she did go by Katherine Perry, but to avoid confusion with actress Kate Hudson, she adopted Katie.
What? Would anyone get confused?
Well, because her real name is Kate Hudson. We did that on... We did that on That's Not My Name.
Right.
I think.
Right.
Something like that. So it's getting hot in her. That's the name of that song?
Yeah, it's Nelly. You've heard it.
No, I know the song. I thought it was hot in here.
I mean, for you maybe.
Yeah, because I'm white.
But it's spelled H-E-R-R-E.
I didn't know it was spelled that way. Could he not see the piece of paper that he was writing on because he had a Band-Aid on his eye? What happened?
He's from St. Louis.
What does that mean? That they don't know how to spell
they
here?
Slang.
They say her in St. Louis?
Apparently.
He was part of their minor league farm system.
Usher?
No, Nelly.
Nelly?
Yeah, Nelly played semi-pro ball.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why he rocks a Cardinals jersey in videos.
Oh.
I knew there was a reason why I didn't like him. All right. We got a break here. All right. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See you tomorrow.
And we're going to talk about sharks eating Gossip Girls.
No, not eating Gossip Girls.
Huh?
Because the Gossip Girl's the guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dan turned out to be the Gossip Girl. I can't believe Ellis met him. I'm so jealous. All right, we'll be right back.